And joining me right now, it must be Friday morning, and it must be somewhere around 6:45 because it's Beckler time. That's right, Jamie Beckler at Coach Beckler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R on Twitter, CoachBeckler.com for the website. And there were last week, Coach, not one, not two, but three free ebooks. Are they still out there?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes, we want to help people live lives that are better and add value to people's lives. So we make those free.
Well, we have you for the next 6 minutes or so. What is on the coach's mind related to all things business?
Well, you know, one of our ebooks is the 101 Ways to Motivate Employees or Increase the Satisfaction and Inspire the People that you work with. And so, you know, that's always an issue in your job. And if you're a boss or you're an employer, you know, a lot of times you think that an employee is just going to be intrinsically motivated, you know, because that's how you are. We tend to project how other people are, you know, however we feel, we tend to project that onto others. And so if we have a good work ethic or we're intrinsically motivated, we tend to think other people are going to be that as well. So we think that people will come to work and just be excited to be at work because that's what we are as an employer. And other times we mistake that people will want to work just because they're getting a paycheck, but that's enough. But oftentimes that intrinsic motivation and that paycheck isn't enough. And we have to do a little bit extra to inspire those around us. And so we put together this ebook with 101 ways to help motivate some employees. You know, little things like, you know, sending thank you notes to people. That's kind of a lost art now today with texting and emailing. But in general, we have lost kind of a sense of gratitude, that attitude of gratitude. And we don't thank our employees enough. We don't send them thank you notes. Or even a little post-it note on their computer. Hey, thanks for, you know, fill in the blank. You know, we don't do the little things that employees would like, you know, little gift cards every once in a while. Even little think tank sessions, you know, where you're asking opinions of your employees. Everyone seems to have an opinion and they want to be heard. And sometimes you might even gain a little extra knowledge or gain a little extra idea that you didn't have before. So there's a lot of little things that you can do, and a lot of them don't even cost money.
Well, that's the thing that I think, in all honesty, has been lost. But I assure you, I am not reaching through the phone and putting a post-it note on your computer monitor. That is not how it works. I just want you to know that. Well, you remember Dilbert when the early days of email and the boss's screen was covered with stamps because he thought every email needed a stamp?
that was a good one.
Or the problem with the firewall. His monitor was hot, so he thought there was a problem with the firewall. I bring
Absolutely.
That up because we do have that gap, Coach, between the generations. And the older generation does not connect easily with the younger, does it?
No, it doesn't. And we tend to have this idea that, you know, if we're a Generation Xer or if we're a baby boomer, we tend to think that the millennials are the enemy, that they're the worst generation ever. And we kind of forget that the generation before us thought that we were the worst ever and that we'll never get it. Every generation thinks the one that comes after it is the worst, and everyone thinks that they're the enemy. But the truth is, we're all just different, and all of our challenges that we present or every generation's what people perceive as their weakness really can be a strength. So, for instance, you know, talking about an older generation with the younger generation, that younger generation can teach us how to be more efficient in things. They can teach us some of this technology stuff. They can teach us different perspectives on life that can give us a little bit more balance. So, you know, there's a lot that can be learned. And in a lot of businesses today, a big thing in the successful businesses, at least, is some reverse mentoring. you know, we tend to think, you know, let's have the 60-year-old or the guy that's been in our company for 20 years. Let's have them mentor the younger person, which is a very good thing to do. But let's look at reverse mentoring as well. What can the younger employees teach our older employees? Because we have a lot to learn from every single person that we ever run into and interact with.
Well, speaking of learning, because we're just about out of time, you just finished, I think, a couple-day conference, or are you still in the middle of a conference down in a place called Mississippi where there's actually heat and warmth? Talking as a keynote speaker, if people want to have Jamie Beckler come and talk to their organization, their conference, do they go to coachbeckler.com? Do they tweet out to you at Coach Beckler? Or is there an email address where they can send you a thank you note?
They can do all of that, but my email address is Jamie, J-A-M-Y, at coachbeckler.com. And yeah, I just got back from Biloxi, Mississippi, down on the coast, keynote speaker at the Mississippi Athletic Director High School Conference. And so I spoke on a couple different topics and ate some great seafood and some good barbecue, and it was a great time interacting with those high school athletic directors and superintendents.
Well, you made me a little jealous because I don't get the barbecue and the seafood. It's great from one of our sponsors, but there's nothing like the stuff straight from the Gulf. So until next week,
it was wonderful.
Coach Jamie Beckler, Beckler on Business, thanks for joining us. Have a great week and stay warm.
Thanks, Ollie.